Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 18. You who are slaves must submit to your masters with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they're kind and reasonable, but even if they're cruel. Everything about slavery is horrifying. The idea that someone else could own another human being sounds barbaric, and so it's difficult for us to handle a verse like this. Context is so important. At the time of the early church, slavery was extremely common. About 20% of the population were slaves, and there was never any serious thought that the institution should or could be dismantled. It's also important to realise that under Roman law, slavery was heavily regulated. Slaves received very low wages, but they lived with the hope that one day they might be able to purchase their freedom. Slavery at any time is an odious idea, but clearly the experience was nowhere near as hellish or dehumanising as it became during the centuries of the transatlantic slave trade. It's been suggested that a better translation of the word slave should be servant or even employee. Suddenly, this verse has something to say to our own day. We should show respect to our employers, and we should do so because ultimately all authority derives from God. This means that we should be respectful of them even when they're wrong. This is tough talk, but Peter knows that such an attitude is far more likely to commend the Christian faith than retaliation. Peter strengthens his argument by reminding his readers that even though Jesus was terribly mistreated, he didn't fight back. He could easily have commanded a legion of angels to destroy his oppressors, but he didn't. Tough as it undoubtedly is to suffer ill treatment, we need to learn from Jesus and walk in his steps. So let me ask you a question. How would you respond if your employer treated you in a cruel way? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, give us your strength to live in a way that pleases you, even when it's really hard to do so. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this song podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today.